So in this week's Pasha, Pasha's Pinchas, we have the Dini Yerusha, the Halachas of Inheritance. And anybody who learned Masechet Baba Basra now in Tafyami, so I had the opportunity to go ahead and learn in length throughout about 30 blot in the Gemara the different Halachas have to do with Yerusha. And the main Pasuk is, after B'nai Slavcha come and complain, the Torah tells you the order of Yerusha. And the Torah says, Ishki almost, person dies, so he has to, obviously his Yerusha goes to his son. But Ubein Ein Loi, he doesn't have a son, then give the Nachla to a daughter. What happens after that? Im Ein Lebas. So the word dash, if you have to, the way you read the Psukim, is after the, if a person dies, his Yerusha goes to either his son or his daughter. If he doesn't have a son or a daughter, it goes to his father. If he doesn't have that, it goes to his brothers. And if not, it goes to the siblings of his father, the uncles. So that's the order. Son, no son. Daughter, no daughter. Father, no father. Brothers, no brothers, uncles. What? The wife does not inherit her husband. The husband inherits the wife. That's one of the Neuchlim and Achillim. Now, so that's the Seder Yerusha, the order of inheritance that Torah gives us over here regarding a person of Yam Yisro. The Rambam in Hilchus Nachlois says, right here, the Rambam brings a local regarding a gear, regarding a goy. And the Rambam says, Hagoy Yoyresh is Ovi Minatoyro. The goy inherits his father Minatoyro. Any other Yerusha, which is not a Yerusha of a son, a father, a goy, there's no inheritance, not the same thing. You don't have the order of the Torah, and you go based on the order that they made up, you know, based on the local law. So, the obvious question of the Rambam is, where does the Rambam take this from? Why should the son be different than anybody else? Ma'ashur for the Rambam, even though that Medina, that country, has a different minhag, let's say someone dies, his inheritance goes to tzedakah.
Son is a Jewish person.
No, no Jews. A father and a goy, and son is a goy.
How do we care?
If he's going living there to Israel, we have to know what the halacha for them. So the halacha is the son. There's a din Yerusha in the Torah for a son to inherit his father in by a goy. What about the other Yerushas? What about a brother, an uncle, a father? We don't have that. Of course, it's fine. What's the difference? Why should a son be different? Now, if you look at the Loshra Psukim, the Psukim say, Ish ki yomus uvein ein loy, doesn't have a son, vehevaitim as nachalos lebitu, you have to move the nachalot to the daughter. Vimein lebas, unasatim nachalos lechav, doesn't have a daughter, you give it to the daughter, to the brother. The Gemara goes ahead and darshens this reason. Why did the Torah have to add me vehevaitim? The Masatim. And then the father, the Torah, the semi-finished, the Gemara says, is the Sheir, the Tev Shechem Sukkim. But you have the Hevart, you move it. The Gemara already points it out. Now, it's not the normal Yerusha. You just don't have a son, then it goes to the next one. But by the son, it doesn't say when a person dies, the Hevart was the Chalos of Levnoi. The son comes automatic. Why the Lush is a little different by a son? So Yosef Engel and the Kedrani Ashas, and so the Kli Chemda in this week's Pasha, both come with a Chiddush, big Chiddush, that many Achronim either allude to or speak about later Achronim, speak about Ferish. There's a difference between a Yerusha of a son, the inheritance of a son, and the inheritance of any other person in the family. And that is that a son, except the fact that he is a Korav, he's a family member, and therefore he's Yerush, like any other family member, just he's first in order. But if a son has an additional concept, that he is Oymed Tachas Oviv. Like, as we know, Bro Kar Davo, the son is said to be the legs of the father. He continues the father after the father dies, as if the father is continuing to walk. The son stands on the place of the father. He is Oymed Bimkoyim Oviv. It's not only that he's a Korav, but he's Oymed Bimkoyim Oviv. He stands in the place of the father. Therefore, the Torah says, a son is automatic. When a father dies, he goes to the son. Now, if you don't have a son, you have to start looking for Kroy, you have to look for family members. But that's a second stage. The first stage is a son stands on the place of the father. Only melee. And when do we fight such a thing? Let's start with that. That's, and the Gemara Bava Basra spoke about it. Gemara Bava Basra says, what happens when a father dies before his son? Before his father. Brother, meaning, you have a grandfather, a father, and then a son. The father dies first. Now the grandson inherits the grandfather. Does he inherit through the father, or he inherits directly from the grandfather? My Nef Kamina. So the classic Nef Kamina is, let's say the father owes money to somebody. There's a lender. The company claims, the father owes me $100,000. If the son is inheriting the father, the lender could come and say, I have a claim against the properties of your father. But if the grandson comes and says, my father's not here. When my grandfather died, my father wasn't here already. So I'm inheriting my grandfather directly. My father's not here to do it. So then a lender can't come and claim these properties because it never went through the father. It went directly from the grandfather to the son. So the Gemara discusses it. And the Gemara says, a second, if the father was a bchor, he gets double. Does the grandson get double? The din is yes. Says the Gemara, you see the grandson is going through the father. Says the Gemara, no. The grandson is not going through the father. The grandson is oymed b'mkumoth. When the father dies, as if his son takes his place. He's not inheriting the father's inheriting grandfather. When the father dies, the son takes his place. Now, the same way the father had the right to inherit the grandfather, also the grandson has the right to inherit the grandfather. And that's how it works. Meaning the son is oymed b'mkumoth. That's what you see a doom like that in one of us. So according to that, we understand the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, by a goy, we don't have Dini Yerusha that we have here in Parshas Pinchas. But we do have the concept that a son is a oymed b'mkumoth, broker davua. That's just a continuation. It's not a Yerusha. It's a continuation of the father. So even by a goy, you don't have Dini Yerusha, you don't have a concept of a family member inheriting somebody else, you do have the idea that the son is a continuation of the father. Therefore, says the Rambam, by a goy, you do have a Yerusha by a son, but not anything else. So they explain the Rambam. But now the question is, okay, that's very nice by a son. What about a daughter? What about a daughter? A daughter by a goy. Will a daughter inherit the father or only a son? So a pasuk is basically what we learn, only a son. Because you see in the Torah that the only one who inherits the father is the son, not the daughter. So the minute you don't have here anymore, and in order to go from the son to the daughter, then you have to start with the whole process of going from a mikrevav to a regular Yerusha. So you see a daughter is different. That's what l'chor would be. And so say the Avnei Nezer and the Kli Chemda. Daughter is different. The Avnei Nezer continues on and brings another example that a son stands in the place of his father. Where do we find that? He says, Yud. The Gemara Kiddushin says that the concept of Amo Hivriya, we have a woman, a young girl, who is a Shifcha Ivris, Amo Hivriya, the Adon, the owner, the master, can marry her. That's called Yud. If the son can exchange his father, he can marry this girl. That's the din. So you see that the son is a continuation of the father. He replaces his father. That's the idea of Yud. That's what we find. Another example he brings down in Nazir is the Gabi Evid Ivri. When a person owns an Evid and he dies, the son inherits the Evid Ivri, not the daughter. And then you can argue that has to do with Yerusha already, the Dini Yerusha that we have in Torah. But that's how the Nazir holds. So the Nazir says it's only a son, not a daughter. And when the Rambam goes in and says, Hagoy Yerush is over in the Torah, it's Goy and not Goya. Only a male and not a female. That's the Shita of the Avnei Nezer. The Menachas Chinuch argues, and the Menachas Chinuch says that a daughter and a son are the same thing by a Goy. What the Menachas Chinuch is, and Lav Davka Ben and Lafil Bat, Mimkoy Ben Yerush Vashavi. But if it's a goy lo shayach bro to Yerusha B'Shavi, son and daughter Yerusha B'Shavi. So what does the Brichas Chinuch say? Brichas Chinuch says, really, the idea that a bro karad avur, that a son stands in the place of his father, applies to a daughter as well. The only reason that in Dini Yerusha, the only one who's Yerush is a son, and if you don't have a son, then you go to a daughter, that you go into the halachas of Yerusha. You switch it into Yerusha. So as if you wanted to have a Dini Yerusha, a son and a daughter would be equal. Son and daughter would be equal. Because they both are the hemshech of the father. The only reason a son and a daughter are not equal is because you have Dini Yerusha. You have to go into the process of inheritance. You have to go into the process of inheritance. That is mafkia, takes away the daughter's koyach. And therefore, you go, then you say the daughter doesn't get unless the son gets. And then, the daughter, if the daughter's not here, then you move on to the next ones. But look, without the Dini Yerusha, the son and the daughter are the same. And therefore, they both will get a, and therefore by a goy, it's the same thing. There's a raya l'dover, because the Gemara, basically the Gemara, what happens by a mother? When a mother dies, do you have a din, and a mother doesn't have any of the Yerushim, does the son and the daughter equal? The Gemara brings a tzad, one sheet down the Gemara, that a son and a daughter will inherit equally. You won't say only the sons because they're not the daughters. The one problem with this is in this week's parsha. What happened with Brot Sofra? Brot Sofra came before there was Dini Yerusha. Right? Before there was Dini Yerusha. And they came and said, now our father doesn't have any sons. So what about us? Mashma, even before the parsha's Yerusha, before Brot Sofra came and spoke it out, a daughter and a son were not equal. And according to Michas Chinuch, before we have Dini Yerusha, Chor HaSadash, we're equal. One more Nikuda we have in this week's parasha that goes better with the Avnei Nezer and not the Michas Chinuch. And that is the Medrash. The Medrash Tachum says, right, what is written right after Brot Sofra? Tell the Brot Sofra. Brot Sofra came and said, we should be able to inherit our father the same way we have. There's no son. The daughter should be able to inherit. Called Moshe Rabbeinu, went to Keshbogo. Keshbogo says, you're right. And then he says, oh, Dini Yerusha, there's no son. It goes to the daughter. There's no daughter. It goes to the father. No father. Goes to the brother. And to the uncle. Right after that, it says, Vaidaber Moshe Hashem, Ne'emor Yifkori Hashem, Ke Yeruchos Chodbaso Ishaleida. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to Keshbogo, you need to appoint a new leader to Amisro. I'm going to die. Pashas Chukas. Keshbogo told him, you're not going to inherit Israel. So you need to appoint somebody else. And then Moshe Kishbogu tells him, Yerusha will be appointed. The Medrash Tanchuma says that Moshe Rabbeinu had another intention over here. He, after he heard the story of Brot Sofra, he said, oh, Yerusha, inheritance. Maybe my son can inherit my place. So before this whole story, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kishbogu will take care of it. I don't have to worry about it. But now, says Moshe Rabbeinu, now that that I heard Sokhot, so maybe my son could be my mamshech. That's what Shemini could do. Kishbol told him, no, your shoes could be your mamshech. That's what Meshach Chumash says. So the Chayim already asked, what happened with Sokhot? With Sokhot, with Chadesh, that if you have no son, it goes to the daughter, it goes to the brother. What does that have to do with Moshe Rabbeinu and the sons? What does that do with it? What's the Shayach? So, based on what we learned, there's a Mahalach. The Maaseh Klichem Do tries to say a Mahalach, which is a little hard to understand. He says like a whole concept that the sons of Moshe Rabbeinu are different than the sons of all Am Yisrael because they were not under Mount Sinai. They were by Yisrael. So their whole relationship was different. A little difficult to understand. That's why they're treated more like a daughter than like a son. But the Chavetz Chaim brings over here Pshat, according to this Mamash Vayi Gishmak, says Pshat like this. We said that a son stands in this place of his father. But not, according to Avnei Nezer, based on the Rambam, not a daughter, and not any other craving, any other relatives. What was the chiddush that was of Brot Sofra? That you should know that not only a son has inheritance, not only that a son, you have the concept of a son standing in this place of his father, but there is a concept of Yerusha in general. There's a din of inheritance. That a relative can inherit the dead. When we have a din of Yerusha, the father stands in the place of the father, the son stands in the place of the father, that is all has to do with things that the father owns. The father owns properties, he has an eved ivri, he has an omo, the son goes in and continues the father. But what happens in Rabbanus? You have a leadership. Some of the, does the father own it? They can give it to the son. The son is minamshich. What?
Yeshivas.
So he wants to say the pshat is like this. He says no. That the whole idea of the son standing in the place of the father, that's mamish what a father is mamish under his control. But something which is more like a, you know, it's like a, more an outside thing, that a father is not, that a son is not standing in the place of the father. So Moshe Rabbeinu accepted the fact that his sons are not going to inherit his rabbonus, his hanaga, because midine son standing in the place of the father, that applies only to properties. Only to Bailus, not to Rabbanus. But now, the B'nai Tzav Chazor Mechadesh, that there's another idea. Except the fact that a son stands in the place of the father, there's also an idea of Yerusha, of an inheritance. Even if someone does not stand in the place of his father. Let's say a daughter does not stand in the place of the father. Or a brother, or uncle, anybody else doesn't have the same, doesn't have a din of standing in the place of the father. So that also there's an idea of Yerusha. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, there's an idea of Yerusha. I would like my son to be Yerush, my Anago. He's not standing in my place, because standing in my place is not giving you a demon in your bonus. But yeah, at least he has the Kiddush of Stam Yerusha. And therefore, after the Yisrael dedicated to the Kiddush, then immediately you could have a Yerusha. That's what he wanted the son to be Yerusha. So Lamai said, now just to conclude, this Lechura, just thinking about it better, this really works with both. According to the Avnei Nezer, there was a Chiddush at Pasha of Yerusha. Chiddush was that you don't have to stand in the place of the father. Chloika says, is a daughter in Mikar didn't originally stand in the place of the father? The Avnei Nezer says, no. The Mechaschino says, yes. But the Chiddush of Yerusha was that except the fact that you have someone standing in place of the father, you have it in the Yerusha. Chiddush is that someone, another, there's a concept of inheritance, that someone can go and be Yerush and take something that belongs to somebody else, even though he's not standing in his place. And then the Moshe Rabbeinu said that should apply also to my kids in terms of her bonus.
You said when a mother died,